Welcome back. Today we're doing one of the most important little feel upgrades in jungle and drum and bass, tightening the snare snap, not making it louder for the sake of it, not making it EDM glossy. We're going for that aggressive, forward crack that still feels like it belongs inside a break at 172 BPM. And the rule for this lesson is simple. Stock devices only in Ableton Live 12. No third-party transient shapers, no special magic samples, just clean timing, smart dynamics, controlled tone, and a rack you can reuse on basically any snare situation. Before we touch any devices, set your project tempo to 172 BPM. You can go 170 to 176, but 172 is a good center point for rolling DNB. Now pick your snare source. This can be a breakbeat snare slice like an Amen or Think snare, a clean one-shot, or a layered snare inside a drum rack. Tightening works best when the source already has character. If you hate the snare, processing won't make you love it. It'll just make a bad snare more obvious. If you're working from a break loop, here's a workflow move that saves your sanity. Slice the loop first. Right-click the clip. Choose Slice to New MIDI Track and Slice by Transients. Now you can work on the snare slice chain directly instead of wrestling the whole loop. Alright, step 1 is timing, because timing is snap. A snare that feels late, smeared, or starts with a little pre-noise will never hit with authority, no matter how much saturation you throw at it. Double-click the snare audio clip so you can see it close up. Turn warp on if it isn't already. For classic break hits, choose Beats Warp Mode, and set Preserve to Transients. Now zoom in and look at the very first moment of the hit. You want the transient to begin right at the clip start. Drag your start marker so the crack starts immediately. If there's a little SHHH before the impact, trim it out. This is one of those boring details that makes everything downstream work better. And a quick teacher note here, if the groove of the break is good, don't ruin it by hard quantizing everything to the grid. We're not trying to remove swing. We're just making the transient start clean and consistent. Step 2 is controlling length. Jungle snares feel snappy partly because the front is loud and the tail doesn't smear into hats and ghost notes. The stock tool for that is gate. Drop a gate on the snare. Start with the threshold around -24 dB as a rough starting point, then adjust until it reliably opens on the snare hit, but doesn't chatter open on background noise or bleed. Set the attack fast, about 0.10 to 0.30 milliseconds. If you go truly zero and you get clicks, back it off slightly. Hold around 5 to 15 milliseconds so it stays open through the initial crack. Then set release around 40 to 90 milliseconds. Shorter release equals tighter snare, but don't make it so short that it sounds like a cardboard cut. And set the floor to minus infinity for the tightest result, or around -20 dB if you want a little natural tail left. The goal here is front-loaded energy. You want the ear to go snap and then get out of the way. Now step 3. Add punch without flattening the life out of the hit. This is where drum bus is ridiculously good. Put drum bus after the gate. Start with drive around 5 to 12%. Crunch it 0 to 10%. But be careful. Jungle snares can get crispy and cheap fast. Boom usually off for classic jungle. You can experiment with a tiny amount if you're modernizing, but don't accidentally turn your snare into a kick. If the top starts getting spitty, raise damp somewhere in the 5 to 20% area. Then the money control, transient. Try plus 10 up to plus 35. This is where you'll feel the snare step forward in the mix. After that, do a proper A/B. And I mean proper. If it's louder, you'll think it's better. So match the output. Trim the drum bus output so bypass and enabled feel about equally loud. Here's an extra coach trick. Do your snap decisions at quiet monitor level. Turn your speakers down until the hats almost disappear. If the snare still reads clearly on 2 and 4, your transient work is actually defective. If it only feels good loud, you probably boosted brightness instead of improving definition. Now for the intermediate move. We're going to split the snare into bands and process each part differently. This is what keeps it jungle real. You're not blasting one EQ curve across everything and hoping for the best. Add an auto effect rack on the snare track. Create 3 chains and name them body, crack, and air. Put an EQ8 first on each chain. On the body chain, do a low mid focused snare. High cut around 3 to 5k HC so this chain holds the weight without the sharpness. If it needs a little chest, try a small boost around 180 to 250 HC. Like plus 2 to plus 4 dB, but be cautious. Boosting 200 HC blindly is how you get that boxy thunk that fights your kick and muddies the groove. If it's boxy already, cut around 400 to 700 HC by a couple dB. On the crack chain, were hunting presence. High pass around 700 HZ, low pass around 8 to 10 KHZ. Then boost in the 2.5 to 4.5 KHZ zone, plus 2 to plus 6 dB with a wide-ish Q. That band is where Snap lives in a mix. And notice what we're not doing. We're not instantly throwing a huge shelf at 12 KHZ. Transient is not brightness. On the air chain, high pass around 7 to 9 KHZ. At a gentle shelf somewhere around 10 to 14 KHZ if it really needs it. If you're using brakes, be careful, because you can bring up hiss and suddenly your snare sounds like it's wrapped in spray can noise. Now we make the crack more audible in a dense mix, without just turning it up. This is saturation, but controlled. On the crack chain, add roar if you want the newer Live 12 approach, or saturator if you want the classic approach. If you use roar, try tube or overdrive. Start with drive around 3 to 8 dB. Use roar's tone or filter to keep the focus around 2 to 8 KHZ so you're saturating the snap region, not the whole world. And don't be afraid to use mix around 30 to 60% so it feels parallelish. If you use saturator instead, set the mode to soft sine or analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on, and again. Match output for honest to slash B. You're listening for density and presence. A snare that stays readable when the bass is roaring. Not a snare that turns into brittle sandpaper. Next step, peak control. A snare that snaps often has a peak that eats headroom, and when your headroom disappears, everything else gets smaller. We want tight loud, not spiky loud. After the rack chains, on the rack output, add either glue compressor or limiter. If you choose glue compressor, set attack to about 3 milliseconds so the transient still gets through, but the body gets controlled. Release on auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 4 to 1. Lower the threshold until you're seeing maybe 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the hits. Makeup off, and then manually set the level. If you choose limiter, set the ceiling around minus 0.8 dB and aim for just 1 to 2 dB of limiting on the peaks. If you're doing more than that, you're probably using the limiter as a tone tool, and that's where snares get thin and annoying. Here's another pro workflow move. Put a utility at the very end of the chain and use it to match loudness. Map utility's output gain to a macro called match level. Every time you improve the snare, pull it back until bypass and on feel equally loud. Your decisions will get way better, way faster. Now for the secret sauce. A microlayer tick. This is a tiny little front edge click that helps the snare translate on small speakers, and it can make the snap feel more immediate, especially after you tighten tails with gate. Inside your rack, create a new chain called tick. For a super controlled tick, use operator. Set oscillator to noise, or even a very high sine if you want less grit. In the amp envelope, set attack to 0 milliseconds, decay to about 10 to 25 milliseconds, sustain all the way down, and release around 10 to 30 milliseconds. Then add an EQ8 after it, high pass aggressively like 5 to 8 KHZ. Now blend it very low. You should feel it more than you hear it. If you clearly hear a click in isolation, it's probably too loud in the track. If your snare is MIDI triggered, you can make this even more musical. Put a velocity MIDI effect before operator and reduce output on softer hits. That way ghost notes don't get an annoying click, but the main snare still gets the bite. Now let's talk context, because context is everything. Even a perfect snare will disappear if the arrangement masks it. In the drop, check for competing energy at 2 to 5 KHZ. That's rides, bright hats, distorted mid-bass, breezes. If the snare is fighting, you can do something incredibly simple. On the bass group, at EQ8 and make a small dip around 3 to 4 KHZ. Even a couple dB can create a lane for the snare to live in. And here's a sneaky arrangement trick that feels like cheating. Don't stack your loudest ride or crash transient exactly on the snare. Give the snare a mask-free moment. Nudge the ride a few milliseconds late, or pick a softer ride variation on 2 and 4. The snare will feel snappier with zero extra processing. Ghost notes. Keep them quieter, like minus 12 to minus 20 dB relative to the main hit. And if your ghost notes are triggering the same rack, consider automating the crack chain down on ghosts. Ghosts should add motion, not extra ticks. At this point, you've built something you can reuse, so let's make it practical. Your mini exercise is to turn this into a preset and test it across three sources: a clean one-shot, a break snare slice, and a layered modern DNB snare. Build the rack with body, crack, air, plus tick. Then make two starter macros. One called Snap, which controls drum bus transient and the crack chain level. Another called Brightness, which controls the air chain level and maybe a gentle shelf gain on the air EQ. Bounce four bars of a basic DNB pattern. Kick on 1 and 3, snare on 2 and 4, 16th hats with small velocity changes, now a slash B each snare source at low volume. Ask yourself, can I still hear the transient clearly, and does it still feel jungle, not overly digital? If you want to go one step further, try this advanced variation. Mono snap, stereo air. Put a utility on the body and crack chains and set width to 0%. Keep the air chain at 100% width, maybe slightly wider. And if you want size, add a simple delay on the air chain at 10 to 25 milliseconds. Feedback at 0, dry slash wet super low like 5 to 12%, and filter it so it's only highs. The punch stays in the center, but the tail gets space without softening the transient. Quick recap so it locks in. Tight snap starts with clean transient timing, warp and start marker. Gate shortens and focuses the hit so it doesn't smear. Drum bus transient gives you punch fast, but don't overcrunch. The audio effect rack split into body, crack, and air lets you push the crack without distorting the low mids, and brighten without turning everything into hiss. Saturation on the crack makes the snap audible in a busy mix. Glue or limiter clamps peak so loud stays tight, and that tiny tick layer can make the whole thing translate on real-world systems.